first is that there is no evil and suffering. Now, that's kind of the pantheistic and actually the Christian Science approach. Christian Science is an interesting misnamed religion, since it's neither Christian nor scientific. But but anyway, the argument is there's really not any evil and suffering in the world. It's an illusion. And I told the story in the book of someone who says to a Christian Science practitioner, my father is sick, and then he says, son, your father only thinks he's sick. Tell him to have faith and believe he's not sick but well. And then the next day he sees him and says, how's your father? And the boy answers, well, now he thinks he's dead. In other words, there is a reality here, to suffering.
Yep.
A second problem that people have is just believing there is no God. Well, simple. I mean, how can a good and all-powerful God create a world with all this evil and suffering? Well, he couldn't. There is no God. The third is that God has limited goodness. The fourth is that God has limited power. That's the one that Rabbi Kushner took with when bad things happened to good people. The fifth is that God has limited knowledge. Now, this one has made its inroads into evangelicals, and it's open theism. And there's a number of people, Gregory Boyd and Clark Pinnock and John Sanders and others, who profess to believe Scripture, but who argue that God does not know all the things that will happen in the future. He knows some of the future, but he doesn't know future contingent choices that will be made by people, because if he did, then there would be no such thing as free will. So that's one of the perspectives, which I have a whole chapter dealing with each of those, including the open theism, limited knowledge problem. And then finally, I think the right and biblical perspective is that God is all good, all powerful, and all knowing. He hates evil, and he'll ultimately judge evildoers, and he'll remove evil and suffering after accomplishing a greater eternal good.